What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are. It's Monday morning. Woo! It's Engaging Heaven today. As always, thank you for tuning in with us Monday through Friday every weekday. And we are pretty excited to announce, look, in about a month here, a few weeks, we're going to hit a year on this broadcast. And I need to find the people that have listened to every episode. I don't know, and just do something for you, give you a book, call you out. Because I don't think there's many of you. That, let me tell you, just straight up, that was the first, I'm talking to Chris here, also, who probably needs a microphone soon. Look, here's one of the craziest things, though, when I started this. I never thought that some of the closest people around me would be the most laziest to listen to the podcast. So like when you're a pastor, you think everybody like cares and they're like Christian. And then you realize like the people that join, like we have 1,500 subscribers daily, the people that join you are not the ones you thought. So it's wild. So shout out to y'all that have discipline and that care about your walk with God. I see you and I cheer you on because we're doing this thing together. And to all the other lazy teenage interns that are around me, what am I even supposed to do with you guys? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with them. We're calling, and so after a year of doing this, we're going to be turning it, we are, so keep us in prayer. We're in the we're gonna hit it hard. We're going to turn this into a television format. So meaning it's still a podcast in a broadcast. It's not going to be dumb Christian couches and all that. But we're going to turn, we're going to build a studio with a desk and microphones, and we're just going to do what we do here. What you hear every day is actually, it's still something that happens. And so we're going to video that and capture it so you can have multiple ways to tune in. You can tune into me flailing my arms with guests and freaking out about things, or you can just listen to it on the podcast. It ain't going to change much on your end. But if you want the visual, which a lot of people do, it's a big medium. Then you're going to get it. There's a reason that it says radio killed the video. What is it? Video killed the radio star. Sorry, I'm not, 50 and loving the 80s. But anyway, we're going to jump into this. We're going to call this today Back to the Basics. And I got to tell you, I don't know what it is. Maybe because we're Christian, I feel like every Christian has a little bit of conspiracy in them, right? I don't know why, man. Maybe because it's our disposition to believe. I don't know, our predisposition to believe. I just feel like we just are conspiracy folks. I mean, maybe because of faith, right? Seeing the unseen realm. I remember one time I was in D.C. having some amazing hummus with a couple minister friends of mine, and one of them just said, look, I am conspiracy out. Like, my head is too filled with today's conspiracy. I'm done with conspiracy theories. And I realized that a lot of people, man, are, gosh, they chase shadows. Anytime I do, you can do a questionnaire. You can ask people, hey, send me some questions. I want to answer some questions that you have. And it's like clockwork. Somebody's going to say, oh, do you believe in the flat earth? Or somebody's going to say, do you think that, do you know about the Bilderberg group? Or do you think that the government is, there's, 9/11. Oh, please, we know. But look, everybody has a little crazy conspiracy. I mean, we all do. Some need to chill. Because here's my challenge with flat earth and all these things. Who the flip? Nobody cares about your flat earth. Here's what you need to understand. Get the basics of the Bible down first before you start chasing theories and sounding crazy when you don't even win souls, bro. Like, you're not even being a good witness to your family, and you're trying to figure out if the earth's flat and we've been lied to this whole time. Seriously, guys, like, that's my This is typical a Christian. You chasing, there's something behind that door. Watch out. It's going to get you. Oh, I know this whole thing is, you know, we're just all in a really globe. We're in a globe and a shield and a force field. Look, I think all those things could be true. Who cares? Really? Really? Joe in the Bronx, who cares, bro? Like, why? Why be flat earth guy when you're not even Jesus guy? Do you know what I mean? Like, why, bro? Like, you're sitting on your rocking chair, you know, arguing about whatever. Bro, no one, come on, man. People talk about that for thousands of years. Nobody cares, Joe. Please. Grab the gospel. Can we start there? Win souls. You know, do wonderful things for God. See the Holy Spirit. Why don't we? You notice nobody is a conspiracy theorist about Scripture. You notice that, right? Nobody's diving deep into Scripture, wanting to like know more about God and the Hebrew language. No, we would rather want to know if the earth's flat and if we've just been lied to. Bro, listen, I feel like I'm being lied to by you because I don't see the Christian life that you're explaining. I'm going to read you a story in a moment that's pretty intense, and we're going to defeat the conspiracy. We love you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about back to the basics. You know, I gotta tell you, I don't think anybody has been transformed by a debate and an argument about conspiracy theories. I don't think that you're gonna be like, nobody's gonna be like, aha, you got me. Kind of like when you share your faith and you tell everybody they suck and they're going to hell. Like, nobody is like, man, I just want to give you my salvation testimony, man. I was walking to the mall, you know, and some guy was like, you're going to hell, you murderer, and you're full of sin. And I was like, wow, you're so right. Jesus coming to my... Like, that doesn't happen. Nobody is like... Nobody's drawing closer to God because you finally opened my eyes to the fact that there was a second gunman on the grassy knoll. You know what I mean? Exodus 20:16 commands us not to give false testimony against our neighbor. Because here's where a lot of this heads to, right? It heads to gossip, it heads to slander, it heads to not trusting, right? It heads to, you know, what's around the corner. I know this ain't what it should be. This isn't what it seems. It's all a smokescreen. And if you live that way in life, look, man, look, generally, let's be real, generally the most, you're going to be one of the most negative people ever, right? Some of the guys we know that are like the most, they're like the most negative guys always. Like, there's not positivity. Chris, please stop saying names. There's not positivity. It's like every corner, something wrong is going on, right? Nothing's right. The sky's always gray. And that just, I'm telling you, that lens, it's all seeded in discord. It's all seeded in the enemy wanting to distract you and wanting to get your mind off of the things that it should be focused on, right? And the truth is, we cannot be picked off by weird stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's politics. Come on. I see some of you believers, man. It's like you're so focused on politics that you can't even focus on what God's calling you to do. And you look, and I think you should be knowledge about politics and involved, but geared towards seeing a great awakening. I don't think that you, if you just dive into a political arena, it's like that makes no, unless God's calling, like legit, it's your calling into that arena, is going to be a trap for you. Come on, man. I've never seen hatred and anger at an all-time high as we see today in America. It's literally, it is the wild, wild west. It is like everybody's shooting everywhere. Nobody's making sense. Nobody's being rational. And if what I'm saying is we've got to get back to the basics. There's more distractions today. There's more distractions today for a Christian than I think has ever been. And it doesn't matter whatever you're getting sucked into, like whatever, like you've got to make sure that what you put your focus on, what you put your attention on is actually building up your faith, right? If you scroll through, I just happened to get a Facebook account years ago as a regular account, so they cap you at like 5,000 friends. So if you scroll through one of my Facebook accounts and it has 5,000 friends, you're not even going to believe what you see. You can see one video where a guy's preaching against abortion and another one where he's preaching for it and another one where somebody is preaching holiness and another one where somebody is telling you that it's okay, you can do whatever you want and smoke and drink and another one where, and let me tell you something, it doesn't bother me because I'm very, very secure in my beliefs. I feel for the people that aren't as strong because you better be careful what you're putting your focus on and putting your attention on because you will get devoured. Confusion will live in your mind if you're not careful for what you're letting in your life. And we have to get back to the basics of the Word of God and the touch of God and the presence of God before we, unless it's just going to be crazy. And then people wonder why they're not doing what God's called them to do in their life. Probably because Crazyville lives in your head. Paul comes in 1 Corinthians 7 and he says, look, I know you might not understand this and I'm not trying to make you upset, but husbands, I want, and wives, I want you to live like you're not married anymore. I want you to start to live like you're single and you have one focus on God and not like you're married, because when you're married, you have to worry about your spouse and your children and your job and your bills, and you're distracted when it comes to serving God. So Paul says, I want you to live as if you're single and you're not married. And then he has to clarify. And he says, I'm not telling you this because you are, I don't want you to have the benefits of being married, right? I'm telling you this, 1 Corinthians 7:35. I'm saying it for your own good, not to restrict you, but you would serve the Lord without distraction. Another version says you would have undivided devotion to the Lord. Paul is literally, friends, have you ever watched those Bible movies, you know? And it's like you hear like a bird in the background, and then the camel clicking. Friends, what in the world were they distracted about? Legit. Seriously? My sandals wearing out and my bunion is burning on the sand and I don't know what I'm going to do. If Paul said that that was the most distracted day they ever lived in, then I'm telling you, just close your eyes, because this is by far the most distracted day. And if the media and all the voices, and you don't even have control, you have to pick, and you better choose wisely what you let inside. And thank you for letting us in. But you better choose wisely for what you consume. And all the day of the media and the world and the images and the news and the doom and the crazy and the nuts, in the midst of all that, you better find a way to serve God without distractions and get back to the basics. Because the things that have shaped our world forever are still going to shape our world going forward. And could the earth be flat? I don't know. Probably. But if you're going to sit in the corner and you want to argue, even like, is the rapture real? Like, friends, why don't you win enough souls first? And why don't you see your families changed? And why don't you change your workplace and be a witness? And then start worrying about those things. We love you. Until tomorrow, you're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.